Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Sean Atwood channel. I'm Ron Swanson. We're here with the fashionably late, the wonderful, the ever... How are you, my guy?
Hello, sir. How are you? How you doing?
I'm doing good. So it's, we chat on off the platform. It's good to see you. I know you've been a busy man. You've been circulating the podosphere, shall we say, doing a great job, my man, as well.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me. And thank you to everyone that's still there today. Thank you to Ron. I want to tell everybody that Ron is a gentleman and a scholar.
Oh, stop it now. Stop it.
He's turned into a buddy of mine, man. I talk to him. He's always energetic. Congratulations to him and his beautiful lady on their child. And we back working.
Yeah, man. Listen, we can't just sit here and just pretend like, you know, you've not got a 3 million view, like, internet sensation podcast circulating. You know, I tried to play a game the other day on The Daily Show where we just typed in anything relating to Diddy just to see if a big homie podcast would pop up. And 9 times out of 10, man, I mean, you're doing a good job. You're getting the info out there. And before we jump into the nitty-gritty, because I want to delve into some pretty hardcore areas. But before we do that, just give me your knee-jerk reaction to Jay-Z, the headlines, all of this. Like, where was your... When you heard, how did you feel?
So, first and foremost, when I first heard this news, I found out from every inbox that I have on social media got flooded.
Yeah.
Sean Carter is somebody I've worked with. He's somebody I've actually been security for. There was an event in Chicago at a nightclub called Lumen. And when he was booked for this event, he had his own private security team, but the nightclub appointed me to work directly with his team to secure the building for him. I've never seen a person with such, like, he had, like, ex-Secret Service. You know, he pulled up armored vehicles. There was even a person there to monitor rooftops for snipers. I've been to the Rock Nation lunches, you know. I've been to several of his events. You know, I've met his wife. I also told people that the closer we get to May 25th for Combs' trial, we're going to see some very interesting things take place. And this is one of them. Being close protection for celebrities, I've several times seen them get sued. Lawyers use certain tactics because... technically, it's cheaper to just settle than it is to fight these cases. So oftentimes, the number is 50 grand to someone who's going to file a civil suit. Sean Carter is a much different animal. This is a guy who stabbed somebody before for counterfeiting his CDs. This is somebody who was in possession of several bricks of kilograms of cocaine in his career. This guy... you know, he was a high-level cocaine dealer. So
yeah, we need to make sure we just say white, big homie, just because
you... Oh, yeah, white. Yeah. Pardon me. The high-level narcotics dealer. He responded with a note that he typed up on his phone. That's a note that his response is something that he wrote on his phone. That's not a lawyer statement. And he... issued an open challenge. He said, I'm not going to give you one red penny. And he told them to challenge him in criminal court. You're not going to see a guy challenging a law firm and a lawyer with such a reputation to challenge him in criminal court if that man is indeed guilty. Are you following me?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm sort of just still blown away at the whole level of security that Jay-Z has at an event, if I'm being perfectly honest. But take us back through what you're saying, big homie, because I'm listening to you. I'm producing the side chat at the same time, and it's difficult to sort of keep track of everything. But, you know, go back in to really just how over the top the security is. And you know, what your journey was with his wife, because I mean, what was that like? I mean, did you get a feeling from either of them? You know, was there a sense of, was your spidey sense tingling when you were in the room with them? Because when what we've heard with regards to his wife's energy, when certain Jedis have looked in, it's incredibly dark. I mean, we're talking top three dark spots that there is. What was that like? Was there did you feel like there was something out of place with them?
Okay.
Yeah, listen, you know who you're talking to. This isn't Sean Atwood, okay? You know what direction we're going in, big homie. You know where we're going, right?
Yeah. I know where we're going. You know, I'm going to say some things that's probably never been heard on the internet before. When it comes to Sean Carter's wife, are you familiar with something called a writer? A writer is something that an artist, it's pretty much their demands before they show up to any event.
Okay.
Beyonce's writer is probably the most extensive writer I've ever seen. Before she shows up there, they have to burn certain candles with a certain scent for a certain amount of hours before she'll show up. They have to put up certain a certain type of curtains with a, made by a certain type of linen in the room over the windows before she shows up.
Yeah, I mean, that is obviously completely ritualistic. I mean, there's no other way of putting it, you know?
She had a Hennessy smoothie machine. Like, the Hennessy was a Slurpee machine, but it made, like, Hennessy-infused drinks. This is something that doesn't even exist. They had to get it made for her to come there. Now, what I'm about to say right now is going to be... It's gonna be exigent circumstances for myself, because, you know, I don't talk about this type of stuff, but there's a person that travels with her who is, I believe, her spiritual protection realm person. I heard this person say, if they try to watch you, all they're going to see is black. They'll never really know what happens around you.
Wow.
So when she said, if they try to watch you, I didn't get the vibe of this is like typical surveillance. This is the realm that our good friend Beverly operates in.
100%. And just to be clear, if you guys want to even just check, if you go back to the Sean Atwood channel, I think it was the second or third time that Beverly was here, she delved into exactly that. She tried to view Beyonce, and it was effectively this large black car-like blockage. It's wild. It really, really is. And, well, Big Homie's doing what he's doing. Big Homie and I have been working on some content together that dives a little more into the occult and all the things that we're touching on this evening. But, Big Homie, let me just recap this. So what you're saying is that Jay-Z's wife, Beyonce, has an individual that travels with her that seems to be a spiritual, demonic protection, warlock, whatever word you want. So that you feel comfortable with the narrative, but we're talking about something that a lot of people are still in denial about, and that is the battle between the forces of good and evil, really.
This person was dressed in all black, kind of like the lady that you had showed me. You know,
Michelle.
And then when that convoy pulled up, this person was in her own SUV. She had people carrying her bags. She had a roll of, I believe it was sage. She lit on fire, and, you know, I guess she did a blessing on the room. You know, they say they use sage to, what's that, to ward off demons?
It's a lot of things.
Yeah, you know, there was sage being burnt. You know, I get uncomfortable when I talk about this type of stuff because...
Can I show you the picture of a woman and just ask you if you've ever, if this is, I mean, I'm going to show you, right? Sure. It's not this woman, is it? Let me give you another, I mean, you don't have to answer. I mean, I just want to know because this individual is, she's serious. And Beverly can vouch for that. It's a serious, serious individual. And
there's a video I just seen flirting around on X with that lady and Sean Carter. Did you see it?
I've seen a lot of videos with this lady with a lot of people in the public field and Hollywood. It's insane, brother. But when we talk about Beyonce, we talk about we're top of the pyramid here when it comes to the regular person who is in sight within the regular people. She's the top of the pyramid for that level of a lot of things. And her level of darkness allegedly is off the chart. I mean, I'm talking about his wife, but this lady here, she is... If we were to believe what our wonderful friend says, she says that allegedly this is somebody who does things where you would consume, you know, the forbidden flesh, if that makes sense, of very young people.
You know, Ron, things do go bump in the night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We're just going to go ahead and get into it. So... After my 10,000 hours that I put into this, I believe there are three different groups. There are people that are way darker than that lady. I'll tell you that much.
But do you know what, homie, right? I mean, just take a breath. This lady I'm showing you now, there's a lot of people who I could tell you now would come across looking way more evil, more dark. They may do things, but I can guarantee you, try and look at most of that as almost like a showing off for attention to get a leg up, because there is this, the buck almost serious. And for example, on you go. Yeah, carry on. Oh yeah, man, you knew what this was going to be about. All right. Listen, do you know what I'm saying? You knew what this was going to be about. This is an investigation more than an interview. You know it.
So along my path, you know, I've had to do my own sorts of investigations several times. It's going to get dark right now because there are entities that operate within the realm of Hollywood where they proposition you things in exchange for success. I was the bodyguard for a gentleman who was a very popular artist. One time at an event, he was approached. He got approached by a gentleman that gave me a very eerie feeling. He was about 5'9", blonde hair, blue-eyed gentleman, probably in his late 50s. I noticed that he had a Vacheron Constantin watch on. That watch is probably worth about $3-4 million. He took the watch off, and he sat it on the table, and he adjusted his cufflinks before he spoke to the artist I was with. He said to the talent, he said, "You've been pretty successful. Without you knowing, we've helped you along the way. But for us to continue to help, you need to work with us." Something about this gentleman was very eerie. He didn't blink. It's almost as if he was like I just got like a vampirism, cannibalistic vibe from this guy. Like he would eat people alive. And I noticed that to have a watch on almost $3 million, no security, no one's with him. Everybody pretty much was on his every beck and call throughout this event. And when the artist I was with politely declined his help, he was smug. He had a pretty crass response. He said, "Well, good luck to you, young man." He walked away. That artist never went platinum again, never released another album, and his career went into the dumps immediately after this. And he always said to me, he said, "You know what, bro? I wish I would have worked with that creepy dude." Now, this lady who you keep showing me, she was there at this event, and him and her weren't kind to each other.
They were not kind. They were not kind to each other.
They were not kind to each other at all. They had a slight verbal altercation. And I seen this gentleman do like this to her. You know, I don't know exactly what this means. I've done research on it. You know, I've seen, you know, I know it's a sign of disrespect. I know it's a slight. And it was at that moment I knew. I said, "Oh, there are different groups."
Oh, yeah.
Who compete with each other to recruit different talent.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna take the narrative too wild here, but you know yourself, with talking to Beverly, there is so many aspects to what we have no understanding of. And these individuals, when you touch on vampiric and things like that, it's that vibe of unnatural. You know, their vibe isn't what you would expect from a human, effectively, if that's what you're feeling. I'm not saying he's not human. I'm just saying, you know, dark souls, dark energies, you can feel it. You feel it, you know?
I say this with every fiber in my being. I do not believe that all of these people are typical flesh and blood human beings.
I 100% want to just say I completely endorse that mindset. 100%. Okay, if we are talking about individuals that are so influential and powerful that they just appear and disappear from no security, and they're not caught on camera, no one sees them, and all this kind of stuff, there's more to this bloodline story than anyone could ever fathom. And when we start talking about the possibility of more than just, that's probably a better way of putting it for people in the side chat, more than just human. That is 100% fathomable. And if you want to go fully from a legal point of view, the American, somewhere in America, there's been this whole legal thing with the UFOs. And more than once, they've confirmed that the government has been speaking to non-human entities, non-human life forms. I heard it myself. And Big Homie is nailing it here. He's absolutely hitting the nail on the head. And when it comes to DNA and things like this, for those of you who may not know, in the human DNA structure, there's a lot of what people are called junk DNA. And there's theories that have got a lot of evidence behind them. That junk DNA is foreign, off-world DNA that has been placed within us as almost like a secret. And this Sunday, we're doing Big Homie's off-world DNA analysis on the show. So it'd be great to have you there. Listen, you all want me to let him speak? I'm letting him speak. I've got to do my job as well. Go and relax.
And you know, ever since I began, you know, operating, you know, with you, Beverly, Sean Edward.
Yeah.
So I've been, I've had the flu now. I've had flu symptoms now for 27 days. And I don't find it a coincidence that I'm, you know, taking antibiotics. It's not really working. You know, I receive maybe 5 Instagram calls a week. Well, when I answer it, it's different ladies who just say a quick prayer or protection prayer over me, and they just hang up. I'm reaching the end of the line when it comes to my pathway on this because, you know, I'm concerned for my soul because I've had to exact evil upon evil people in the name of light. Now, in my first Cam Capone interview that's at 1 million views now, I refer to a group of people as vampires because that's what they seem like to me. I do know that there is a group of them who only come out after a certain time of night. I do know there's a group of them who believe that they are descendants of the person that the story Dracula was derived from. I know that they are passionate about having their foot on people's necks. They really believe that it's their bloodline's right to rule over others. And I know that Sean Carter's wife has a spiritual person that travels with her to try to protect her from people that have ESP abilities so that when they try to view her, they see black and darkness. I know this to be facts. You know, I don't believe it's a coincidence that our paths have aligned. You know, I'm always prepared for a catastrophic event. So, you know, whenever I'm doing these interviews, you know, I got people outside. Yeah. I got people outside. Yeah. I'm always listening for any sound. You know, I've been ambushed before. I've had attempts on my life.
Yeah.
I always said I fought evil. Back in 2018, I was involved in a violent cataclysm. Some people lost their life. And I would always hashtag fight evil. And people never really knew what that was about. But I knew before I became a parent and before I got into any serious relationship,
yeah,
I would have to put an end to this path. And I said when it was time, I would come to the end of my story. And I would have to depend on other warriors in the light like yourself to continue this fight because it's necessary, but it's different groups. It's different.
100%. I just want to, I need to talk to you, man, oh man, for a second. So, when you mentioned your soul there, Big Homie, right? A very, very quick analysis of this is people like you and myself, and I'm going to throw John Wedger in there as well. None of us choose to do what we're doing. It's like we were guided or chosen or put on a path. And I was doing a paranormal investigation where a spirit box came out of my pocket and a voice came through and said, "Your soul is protected." It was the first thing it said. And I think that's what comes with being on this path, is that gift that our souls are protected. And I just want you to know that. Someone, people are saying my sound is bad. Let me know. I mean, I'm using a pretty good setup. It might be my sound coming out Big Homie's speakers. If I mute Big Homie when I'm talking, you'll probably find you don't get that clicky that clicky sound. See, so for all the Ron haters out there, learn how technology works, okay? I'm going to try and be quiet, but I just want to jump in on one of the points you made, Big Homie, about this individual that follows around Beyonce. Are you still there? I think Big Homie's frozen or I've frozen, one of the two. Can you guys let me know if I'm still unfrozen? Big Homie, are you there? Are you there, dude? I bet he's got a phone call or something. Well, listen. He's back. You there, bro?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's all right. Okay. You know exactly what's
going on. Yeah, I know exactly what's going on.
Well, listen, I'll be honest with you. I think what comes with this whole, like this whole shtick, this whole journey, this whole mission, is our souls are protected. And I'm a firm believer of that, right? So if I get that wrong, feel free to haunt that living hell out of me if that day ever comes, big homie. I'll tell you that right now. But I want to go back. I want to go back to this lady. And I want to ask you, first of all, before we go back to that lady, these vampiric gentlemen, that's not the first time, right? I mean, you're tying this in with the subject matter, but how broad a spectrum are these meets, okay, with regards to those kind of individuals? And is it the same man you see, or is it similar looking individuals that are slightly different? Like, I feel like this is bigger than what you're touched on here.
What does the name Baal mean to you? Like B-A-A-A-L, Baal. What does that mean to you?
Well, it's got multiple meanings. So you've obviously got the gathering of people to dance, a ball. Okay. You've also got the abbreviation of cabal, which is a thing. Yeah, that's probably where. Yeah, somebody in the site chat just said the devil and devil worship. Baal. There we go. B-A-A-L. Yeah, Baal. Yeah, that was where my brain was.
Okay. So
you said Baal. I'm a dumbass. You said Baal and it was Baal. Yeah, I know Baal. I know where you're going with it.
Yeah, so the guy who we encountered, apparently that was his name, Baal. Your audio just went out.
Yeah, let's refer to him as Mr. B from now on. Okay, because if we're talking about what we know we're talking about, we don't want to say that's not what we want to do. We don't want to say their names, but
there's a couple different groups and they all don't get along with each other.
Okay. I'm just Googling some stuff here. Just tell me. Hang on a second. Here we go. Hang on a second. Alternatively known as Bell, Baal, or Baal. Originally one of the fertility. Okay, man. There's a lot. Here we go. Yeah, here we go. It's one of the first 72 spirits of Solomon. That's where I know it from. Yeah, this is serious forgotten knowledge stuff, man. Like, we're talking about individuals that have made deals with things that have never been alive, people. We're talking about non-living entities. We're talking about demonic, ancient, allegedly forgotten magic. And Solomon's exactly where I knew the name Baal from. So I'm going to be quiet now and just go as deep into this as you want to go. I want to hear more about the Baal people, and I definitely want to hear more about the encounters with Marina and Beyonce. Please, Mr. Homie, thank you very much.
All right. So oh boy. Okay, so now I said that because you know, I did have certain concerns for my soul because there was a situation where there was I was sent some footage of a guy who had made a mistake and leaked the video to his Facebook. And the video was him pretty much encouraging a young girl who was in the nude to try on different bathing suits. We're going to fast forward, and there was a situation where, you know, I removed one of this guy's fingernails with some pliers off of his hand.
Allegedly. We're talking about a play here, algorithm. We're talking about a movie, big homie scene. I'm just saying, if YouTube algorithm's listening, I'm just saying. But yeah, carry on, big homie, please, because it sounds like he deserved
it. He definitely deserved it. And he screamed out, "Baal, help me," when this happened. And the only time I ever heard that name was when I met the vampire dude, probably about 6 months after that. And
I mean,
I've been very harsh on child molesters and rapists and stuff throughout my life.
You need to say S-A-N-R. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I'm so sorry, man. It's YouTube is a nightmare. We need to say S-A-N-R. I know it's terrible, and I'm sorry for interrupting again. We got to do it.
Right. So, you know, it was tears in this guy's eyes, man. He was screaming for bowel, bro.
Well, listen, what we're talking about here is incantations and the summoning of beings. Okay, what we're talking about is the bargaining. When people talk about a cult-like mannerism where you have a leader at the center of it all and the followers who feed off him, I imagine this is the realm that we're delving into here. It's summonings and worship of this demon, which is what it is, straight up.
I've seen people when they would walk into a green room after sage was burned, and I've seen them complain about the smell, say that they don't like what they just were uncomfortable in the room, and I didn't understand it. Can you explain that to me?
The smell of sage, or the use of sage, or the repulsion to sage, which part? Because
I seen a lady with a bundle of what looks like paper in her hand.
Yeah.
She lit it on fire. She was saying little words, maybe in a different language. I wasn't really familiar with the terms. And, yeah, you know, pretty much smoked the room out before.
Well, also, from a positive point of view, you can use smoke and sage to put your intentions into the smoke, into that realm, and cleanse things. But in the same way, it's your intent that you're using it for. So smoke and various other plants mixed in will offer negative protection. That's what you're talking about. And I imagine they are making a psychic blockage, for lack of a better word, I would imagine. But a lot of things are burnt. A lot of people see things being burnt and assume it's sage, but there's a lot of things that can be burnt, if I'm being honest. This is a lot, man. This is a lot. We're just going to have a fun chitty chat here tonight, but man, we're delving. We're delving. And have you witnessed anything else other than this one group? Let's just call them the Mr. B group. Have you witnessed anything else that would make you say that could be another group?
Well, I'll say that because whenever I have a team in place and we have a principal that's going to visit a place, we always request the dossier or the guest list of who's supposed to be in attendance. Now, on several occasions, you know, the publicist from whoever we're representing would have a list of people that they do not want allowed inside. But the Mr. B guy, him and his little dog that he got a dog named Jabez. And, you know, I researched that name also. And that name interprets into the word pain. But it's like nobody can tell this guy what to do. It's like nobody can tell him anything. And that was weird to me. And then I was even told that, look, bro, don't make no eye contact with him. Don't say anything to him. And if you get into it with him, you're on your own. And I'm looking like this little dude, like this little guy, like. But when I seen him, when I got close to him, you know, all of the billionaire, millionaire guys that I've worked for were very dangerous people. That dude had on a $3 million watch. He had his little dog. You know, he's going eating little hors d'oeuvres from the table with the dog in his hand. His name, Bal, and his dog's name, Jabez, which means pain. You know, what is that about? What is that about? Like, why is it such, you know, such symbolicism? People warning me, because bro, I don't play games, bro. I'm not afraid of hell or jail, bro. I'm God's son, bro. I know for a fact. I know that I'm protected, bro. Like, I know it. There's some days I know things. I don't know how I know it. You know, I've been in very, 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 very precarious, dangerous, hair-raising situations. And, you know, there is some sort of, I call it hyper-normal element going on, man. And, you know, some days I feel like someone's following me or, like, watching me. Like, I'll hear, like, breathing out of nowhere, stuff like that. And, like, I just got a message right now across my screen. People watching this, like, casting, like, protection spells over me. And when we work in human trafficking, we have some process called retrievals. Every time we pull a retrieval and we take one of these guys' phones, you know, we always say, if you find one graper, if you find one pedo, you found 20. They operate in groups. You know, they have their own symbols and codes, how they speak. And the boogeyman exists.
On very many levels.
I'm listening.
Have you ever heard the sentence being muttered between these people? My will be done. Those words, my will be done.
I've seen that written on a guest list for events.
Okay. All right. Have you ever noticed any weird little symbols on doorways? Almost like maybe like a little brass, you know, when you get like a little brass number with someone's name on it on a door. Have you ever noticed any series of numbers or any little symbols or icons in doorways for events for these people? Not obvious, not that it would stand out in any way, and maybe not even nothing too decorative, but they're there. Have you ever seen anything like that?
A spiral.
Spiral. Okay, that's maybe one for Bev. I have no take on that. Okay.
You got access, so we could type it in and sit and look it up.
Sure.
Like, I've seen like a spiral that looks kind of like an at sign, but it's a spiral.
An at? Okay, hang on. Wait. Listen. Okay, I'm going to show you something, and then we're going to continue. Hang on a second. Okay, so did it look anything like any of these symbols?
Yeah, that one right there. The ones at the top for sure. I've seen that several times.
Okay, so here's
what does that say? Little boys.
So these are symbols that were released by the FBI as being indicators for PDF file networks and groups to identify locations and each other. Now, here's the weird thing, bro.
I have seen that. I have seen that. Those two at the top, I have seen that several times.
How mad is this? You may have also seen it on this Disney character's face. Okay. This symbol is on the Pope's uniform. It is littered throughout Disney. It is all over various conspiracies involving, you know, oven-baked Italian food with the cheese topping. And we can't say the full name, but you know what I'm saying. And it's serious stuff. This was an FBI list that came out of symbols that were used during the big conspiracy that came out with the Clinton's email leaks. And it is on, like I say, the Pope uniform. It is on Disney characters. It is everywhere. Tell us your experience, and if you can, delve into who these people, who the events these were, if you can. But obviously, don't do it if it's dangerous, mate. You know what I'm saying?
So you telling me that that spiral is symbolic for crimes against children?
Yeah, this symbol is prolific. In fact, I'm going to bring you up the FBI stuff so you know that it's not just an internet meme. Symbols and logos used by PDF to identify preferences. This is the AKA boy. You're into, boys, young boys, children. But this, it supersedes a lot of the classification of preference, and has been adopted by a lot of these individuals as a standard symbol just for PDF ways, if that makes sense. Sorry to break that to you, bro. Like, yeah.
I used to always wonder why is that? And like, it was never a description behind it, but like, I've seen like when the people come out to collect cell phones before the party goes to the private areas, I've seen people pass out little business cards with just that symbol on it.
So just a bare card with that symbol. Oh, wow. And do you know what invisible ink is? The whole, like, if you some invisible inks and you put lights on them and all of this, that's what these cards will entail. There'll be something, it'll be UV or it'll be lemon.
Because they would shine a black light over the card.
Right. So that's because the information's hidden. So if they drop the card or anything like that and you pick it up, you're not going to instantly know what's happening. It's wild, dude. It's wild. These symbols and what these groups utilize to identify is my wheelhouse. My wheelhouse, sadly. I feel like, dude, seriously, man. I mean, I've known about these symbols and more. And that's just one of them. But yeah, man, I mean, that's what it is. It's wild because we often talk about the digisphere and Hollywood and the unknowing individuals who are doing their jobs, right? And certainly bouncers, security, that sort of thing fall into it. And when we also talk about the elites putting these things in our faces, okay? In our faces on purpose, this, you've lived it, big homie. You've just lived it. Yeah.
So if I know if an event like this is going to go down, and you think it'll be kids in there somewhere?
Oh, listen, if I was going to allegedly say, I would look at the budget.
No, allegedly, bro. No, say what you really want to say, because if this is true, it's going to go down.
You're going to have to look at logistics of it. You're going to have to look at budget. You're going to have to look at levels of the building. If there's a basement, a back entrance, if there's sewers, if there's tunnel systems, look at locations. Also, as this symbol popped up repeatedly at venues, do they keep using the same venues over and over and over again? Because there will be, if we're talking about the possibility of younglings being there, we need to look at hidden entrances and exits, because it's very possible.
I gotta mute this for one second.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, listen, can we get a like and a share, please? I think a lot of us have sort of been taken aback by the direction this has gone this evening. I didn't really expect Big Homie to be as open as he has. Ron does listen, please. I'm having a discussion, right? We're on a journey here together, all right? Some people get it, some people don't. I'm an acquired taste. It's all good. But this is mind-blowing, and this is a journey that we are on with this. And like I say, Big Homie and myself and a few other people, Beverly included, we keep in touch offline, and it's real. All of this is real to us, and it's just incredible, this journey we're on. Yo.
Man, this that right there.
Yeah.
I just had to make a phone call. Like, okay. Yeah. All right, watch this. Watch this. We gonna be on the news now. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And it's not even one of these things that accidentally would just be there, Big Homie. It's a well-defining, identifiable mark. And the more hidden and recluse that it is, the more less in your face it is, the more likely that there is indeed more than just a party going on. You know? In fact, I would even suggest that symbol there, if we consider this is the top of it, and you see this in multiple places, but the point of it is facing a different direction, it could be leading you somewhere, if you see what I mean. You know how we got like a fire exit sign with the arrows? If you see it repeated around the building and the tip is pointing in a different direction, it may mean that.
You just uncovered something for me, and there will be immediate action taken about this. What time is it?
It's like 5 to 1, bro.
Okay.
See when you do that smile, right? Like it's there. Like, listen, you got to remember, stay safe. Don't like center yourself. Knee jerk reactions and things like this, especially when we start talking about Solomon and the things that he is, you know, the summonings and all that. You got to be super ahead of yourself with this. You know what I'm saying? Because.
I'm the very best at what I do.
All right, listen, I'm just your buddy looking out for. I'm the guy that if you go on holiday and don't send him a postcard, I think something bad's happened to you. Okay, I'm just worried.
You just helped. What you just did right there is going to have a major effect because I didn't know that.
Well, there's a lot of things I can tell you about things like that, Big Homie.
They call these events lifestyle parties. I am here, mother. I'm doing an interview right now, too, mama. Yeah, man. I had been gone about 8 days. I missed my mom. Had to hop on a private jet, come home and see my mama because, you know. You know what we gonna do, Ron?
We love our mamas, mate. That's true. I love my mama wholeheartedly, though. Do you know what I'm saying? So I feel you 100%. What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? Tell me. Sorry, I interrupted you. What are you gonna do?
I am going to have a camera crew.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let's just say hypothetically. I knew where one of these events with themselves on the little invitation is going to take place.
Okay, I would start looking into the building before you do anything, right? Because if what we're talking about is real and we find that the building has that network of tunnels, okay? It's going to be one of those things where you need to decide if you want to take down the guy on the corner or you want to take down, you know, the bigger fish, because I think planning needs to be done in this, mate, especially with a building, you know yourself, because anything that's going on in that building concerning younglings ain't going to be done within human eyesight of anything. It's going to be done underground. But yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Of course, I'm fully here for the PDF files. Getting any, I am here for, in fact, I need to speak YouTube language. Peace and love for everyone. And awesome. Yeah, that's what we have to say on YouTube. But, dude, 100%, I'm here 100% for this. You know what I'm saying? Servers aren't that hard to access. You know what I'm saying? So, how soon are we talking?
The 14th.
Well, I think we need to ask the Jedi about remote viewing on the building and seeing what's going on. It's got to be done, mate. It's got to be done.
Oh, it will be done.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Sorry, I'm definitely.
This is my last hurrah, Ron. I don't, you know, I promised my mom at 37 I would stop and be a family man. I only been on the internet 6 months.
Don't let fate teach you a lesson, okay? If you made promises before you got on this path, you may have to break certain promises, or fate may teach you a lesson that will pull you back on that path. Be careful. Okay, if you're meant to be on a path and you get taught a lesson by fate, you don't want fate teaching you a lesson to put you back on a path. Just be drawn to what you're drawn to. You know, it sucks when we make promises before we feel like we're on a path. You don't need to break a promise. You just need to add some slight subtext to it and do a bit of a re-jumble of some things, because this is just the start of a lot, man, I can tell you.
Yeah, man, I'm going to go ahead and just... I'll retire next year.
Yeah, I've been saying that for 7 years. So, yeah. but listen, before we digress anymore, I really just want to circle back one more time to Jay-Z, to Beyonce, to all of the things that you've witnessed surrounding them. And I'm available anytime to go deeper into the symbology of stuff, mate. No problem. But I just want to make sure the side chat is satisfied. And obviously, this is juicy when it comes to the insight you have. Now,
what are they saying in the chat?
Oh, they just want to hear more about Jay-Z and Beyonce. I guess it's been seen a couple of times. Everyone's mind's blown, man. Everyone's trying to process everything that's happened. It's one thing when a big Viking-looking weirdo says these things, but when big homie CC comes on the internet and confirms it all, it blows a lot of people's minds, and rightfully so.
You've been saying these things already.
About the PDF files, the cabals, magic, witchcraft. That's my whole life. I've been open about my beliefs. My journey, whereas Beverly is supernatural. I'm in the magical realm. That's where I'm at.
So about 2 weeks ago, there was a UFO whistleblower congressional hearing set up. Several people in Congress came out and said the word cabal. That has never been done in history. This, because of people like you, I'm going to say something, Ron. I just got the chills right now. You're a pretty persistent guy, I must say.
Gotta be.
And what you just uncovered right now is going to save some people.
Awesome, bro. That's all I want for when it comes to fighting the cabal. Any little win, any liberation, any freedom is all we can ask. Whoa. Thank you so much, mate. For that is a massive dono. Thank you so much. We'll circle back to it in just 1 minute. But big homie, listen, when we first met, right? We even had a little scuffle in the DMs because you thought, you know, you were just like, you know, you're just one of these podcasters looking for this. And I was like, okay, big homie, listen, before you make any judgment, watch this. And ever since that day, we're bonded, bro. And I'm here for the long haul. I've been through death threats, photos of my house, cease and assists, all of this stuff. It comes with the deal. And sadly, none of us chose the deal. So I just have incredible faith that all of that possible danger is taken care of. and I've never wavered from it. And I'm here for all of this, brother. And I'm so blessed for all of this and you to be part of it and for all of us to have come together, man. I really am.
I don't believe this is by coincidence either.
No.
Because, you know, as soon as I seen you come on the screen, I had seen you on another platform. I just started watching all of your stuff first. And let me be careful here.
No, big homie, listen. It's because this isn't the first time we've assembled, brother. Okay? It's residual. You know what I'm saying?
So I want to talk to you.
This is deep. This is some deep. This is deep, man. I'm telling you, this is the realness. You're witnessing the realness right here, people. And I will get back to that dono in a minute or two. Trust me, we're having a moment here. I've not forgotten, and I do appreciate it. We will get back to it. We're having a moment here, all right? And
so earlier I had referenced the fact that there are different groups. And that goes even beyond just in that field. So on the side where, you know, I've had experiences with priests, you know, fathers, stuff like that. This is why my interactions with Beverly, at first I was hesitant. So I did more research because here is the conundrum. This is the most blatant paradox ever right here. The priest told Dugar and I that be leery of people who claim to be psychics because they're not speaking to your dead relatives. They're speaking to demons impersonating your dead relatives. This is what they say. This is what they tried to preach to us.
Sure. Okay, so let me just tell you this.
But how can that be true if
okay.
Beverly, I was out the country, bro.
Bro, I've got your answer. I've got your answer. Okay.
It was no way for Beverly to know the tile on the floor and that I was sitting in a black leather chair. There was no way she could know that.
Okay, so that's because you're taking this from a known science perspective. You know it can happen because you've seen it. In the same way as you know the light's going to turn on when you switch it on. Everything that priest told you to him is true because that priest is bound by his religion and faith to such a high degree. So imagine his faith and his beliefs is a flavor and you've got 60 different bottles of fizzy juice or drink on the table and he's only ever drinking from one. He's going to tell you there is only one flavor and that's not his fault and it doesn't mean he's wrong and it's nothing to do with religion. We're not talking about this. We're talking about supernatural stuff here. I'm the one that people get. I'm the one that gets burnt at the stake. I'm the profound magic user. Beverly's on a whole different realm from anything that you have ever experienced anywhere.
What you're saying is he was just speaking about his indoctrination.
He was talking about his known aspects of the world. We're talking about a high-level religious individual who, you know, will believe the Bible over science. Witchcraft is a nothing, and anything that can be seen as demonic or talking with the afterlife is what he's been trained to say. It's not his fault. It's just that's just the knowledge that they bestow. It's not that they're wrong. It's just they're only seeing 2% of the pie. And that 2% of the pie, they're not lying about. It's just that's all they know. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, but it's all real, dude. She's seen the tiles on the floor, bro. Like, just keep looping back to that every time you start doubting something. Loop back. But no one's wrong. It's not affecting your religion. This is so much older than anything. Okay?
There was no way Beverly could know my real name, man. She knew my real name.
Right. She's incredible.
And bro, I can look in a man's eyes and know if he's a murderer, a killer, a pedophile. I can look in a man's eye. That's why I have a propensity to wear my shades because I want to be able to see you without you being able to see me.
Right.
And this is a life-changing moment for me today.
Dude, this is a life change. This is a moment for me as well. This is one of those moments that when we eventually sit down and eventually be able to have a beer together, we're going to think back to this and be like, dude, that was the catalyst. That was the final catalyst that just fueled the rocket of all of this. And side chat, yes, this is digressed into two bros having a freaking moment, okay? Deal with it and share it and like it. That's all I'm saying. This is the realness.
I'm going to come see you soon, bro. Give me like 2 weeks. I'm going to pull up on you.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm telling you, bro. There's a few people.
There's other things I want to talk about that I would rather be in person when we talk about it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I hear you, bro. I hear you. 100,000,000%. And I tell you, as far as all of the people that I've met off the internet just turning up outside my house, you have a clear path to do so anytime you big homie.
They better not show up when I'm there. I'll tell you that much.
I could actually, there's a few places we can go visit and sort a few things out, if I'm being honest. There's some dirt, there's some trash we can take out, bro. I'm telling you that right now. There's some trash that needs taken out.
I'm going to bring some very large bags with me.
Yeah. Bags of fun, okay? Big bags of fun. That's what big homie's going to be bringing. Well, listen, we'll try and give the people one. I'll try and give the people one more decent shot at a question here, because this is real, okay? Beyonce, Jay-Z, Marina Abramovich, individuals like this, the cabals, the cults, all of this. It is a real situation that has real place in the topic of lost knowledge, because 1% or 90%, and I'll get to that donation as soon as we've done this question. So it's not really a question, it's just, this is all real, bro. And how are you processing all of this, and when did you start processing all of this? It's realness. I mean,
I started processing all of this when I submitted some documentation to Beverly. So before we go on a retrieval, you know, we have people go take a polygraph test. I sent her the polygraph results. I sent her the medical results from the medical examiner for the young lady. She was born into the occult. She was raped by family. At a very young age, she gave birth at home to a child through incest. The child, she was chloroformed, and they took the child. I submitted the information to Beverly. We were able to confirm that this child is alive and breathing. We were able to track down the location of this child that her birth mother felt was alive, just could not prove. All the way down to the day the child was taken to the Satanic Temple, and we were able to track it down because her residence is near a windmill, and Beverly gave us the coordinates to where that windmill is at in Detroit, Michigan. There's no way Beverly could have known that.
Yeah, when it's, you know, I'll guess your mother's maiden name and all this sort of hocus pocus psychic stuff. We're talking about an individual who has remote located individuals, locations, minor details. Keep going, big homie.
Something that would probably take me months, Beverly did it in 3 days. She's a real Jedi, bro.
Yeah. And she's in another country, bro. It's another thing. Like, keep in mind that Beverly's not driving around the area taking notes and then running home and then, you know, putting together some kerfuffle. She is an incredibly busy lady, and she gives up so much of her time to find people and to do good in this world. And Beverly, we all love you, truly.
I have the proof and documentation about Beverly tracking down this missing person. And the crusade continues, man. That's all I'm gonna say. It's on now. All right, watch this.
Let me get to this guy's donation, because he did quite a big chunky dono. I want him to feel appreciated. Ron, drop link. I'm a mod for BH. Respect. What is BH, brothers? I was in the industry when I was young. Own a restaurant now. I'm from B-more, Baltimore.
That's my boy right there.
Share with my boy. Oh, big homie. I was a mod.
That's my boy. That's my boy.
Here we go.
What's up, Jason? What's up, brother?
What's up, my guy? Sorry, Jason. I would have addressed it right away, but we're in the middle of a total moment there, and I didn't want to rush through your dono, so I wanted to make sure we circle back to it. So, big shout out. Thank you so much for the support, and you know, friend of big homies, friend of mine. So glad to see you here. Glad to have you, and thank you so much once again. What is BH? Listen. Ron's slightly special. Okay, don't be fooled by all of this. Okay, I can't spell anything. I've got my gifts, but I'm telling you. Yeah. Did they ask me to drop a link? Ron, drop link. Do you mean Big Homie's channel? Maybe it's Big Homie's channel he's talking about to drop the link for. One second.
Yeah, so Jason is a mod on my YouTube channel.
Oh, okay. One second. Ron's a nightmare for this. It's been a long day. Sorry. Okay, one second. But what else? Is there anything else you want to delve into with this, Big Homie? Because I know what we're going to be doing behind the scenes. Everything goes on and on and on. The wheels continue. The Jedi does her thing. And I'm incredibly proud that I managed to bring you guys together. I really, really am. You know, I'm just trying to grab your channel, mate. Just bear with me. I'm floundering at my job here. One second. Like, honestly, dude. See, when they eventually, there we go, Big Homie CC. When they eventually do the movie of your life, right, there's going to be so many incredibly epic moments of people getting their just desserts, I feel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we've been filming.
Yeah, and listen, we were talking earlier as well about, you know, when you do get famous, they can release the Big Homie cosplay kit coming soon to a screen near you. But until then, okay, what's next for Big Homie? Like, what's next for you? Obviously, there's a lot going on behind the scenes. How much time do you even have for the podcast scene? You're all over the place. You find that you're just trying to fit stuff in around where you're going for work and just making it work that way. Because I imagine your time is short.
I did not expect for this to be such a constant pull on my time. I recently reached an agreement with a company called Look Who TV. Look Who TV is releasing a show called Can't Make This Shit Up. They got an episode called The Big Homie about to drop. I'll send you the trailer for that. We're also filming a movie about my life story, about going on retrievals and actively combating human trafficking. I got the show with Maverick Approach that I'm dropping a few episodes weekly on my YouTube channel. I got a podcast on Cam Capone News that drops. I just did an episode with Jaguar Wright. I got a...
Busy, man. You're playing it, man. I feel it. That's all. That, I mean, but this is the thing. Everyone's gravitating to you, bro. This is the thing. Like, you're a very positive energy to a lot of people. Okay, unless you so happen to want to transport people around. You know what I'm saying? But that's the thing. People are just getting sucked in by the whole Big Homie vibe. You're nailing it, and you're just being yourself. It's not like you're nailing it because you're doing something. You're just being yourself, and that's what's important to everyone, you know.
Yeah, and I hear that from so many people. Say, bro, you just being you. Like, I bet people who've been knowing me forever, they say, bro, you're literally just being a person who I've known my whole life. And it's just like, well, this was a dark path. It was a lonely path. It was a lot of cold, lonely days. There were times where I didn't know if it was worth it. Sometimes, you know, I was like, man, you know, I just don't know if I can continue doing this. And then I came to the internet, and bro, the amount of support and love that I get, so many people supporting me. And you know, when I was sick, you know, people sent hundreds of, I got about 50 bottles of Zicam, Motrin, Dayquil. Like, people sending all type of meds. Doctors sending me prescriptions through telecommunication to go pick up antibiotics. People calling me, praying over me. It really rejuvenated me. Really reignited that passion and fire. And I'm glad, man. I'm happy I met you. I'm happy I met Bev.
Yeah, me too, brother.
What's going down? I'm actually going to go sit with a father at the church tomorrow and speak with him some more. I want to show him the trailer that you had sent me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, absolutely. A big homie and I, it was originally just going to be a bit of content, but it's sort of grown into a bit of a documentary. Beverly, big homie, and a few other smaller segments, but a few other individuals giving their take on the whole of the occult and the reality of this within Hollywood, the genosphere, and all the things we've been covering recently. It's coming out very, very soon. It should be out this week, and we've got Big Homie on Sunday night for his Offworld DNA with Beverly. And I'll tell you something. When they finish your report, there's things that have popped up in your report that rarely pop up in reports, and you're going to have your mind blown, bro. And it's going to validate everything that you were concerned about this evening in a way that nothing else possibly could. And
I'm so intrigued by it.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. I cannot wait. Okay, I cannot wait. And yeah, I can't wait. I really just can't wait. And it's a mystery.
I'm excited. I'm intrigued. I know. I'm excited.
Yeah. And listen, I just want to say, so what's going to happen? What's currently happening in the human condition in the side chairs? You're going to have a lot of people who don't know how to process everything we've talked about tonight, okay? And they're going to want to write it off as nonsense, hocus pocus, all of this. But this isn't a path that benefits you coming out and talking about at all, Big Homie. Your belief and endorsement of all of this benefits you. I mean, obviously,
it was hard. It's like, okay, you're known for being a very serious person, a no-nonsense person, and if you attach yourself to this, I did my due diligence. And after doing my due diligence, because, people probably wouldn't expect me to have a situation room where I got a wall of this information. So I just took some documentation, because I have documentation to support the work that I do. So when I sent it to Beverly, she was so excited that I have it, because a lot of people don't really have receipts to prove.
Yeah, of course.
When she got those receipts, I felt the energy through the phone. Like, and then she tapped in with her whole network to help me do this. And this is real, man. This is real. Like, I would have to go through such great lengths just to get one lead. This is a lady in a different country, gave me almost an exact address. The windmill? It's only a few windmills in the Detroit area, man.
Yeah, man.
It's nothing, it's nothing nobody can say.
You'll go insane trying to figure it out. Just accept it, right? Accept it how you accept when you breathe. You will intake air. That's how I accept Beverly. The minute you try and tackle it from a conditioned, bound by science mindset, you'll be there forever. Do you know what I'm saying?
You gotta have an open mind with this.
And you know what's amazing? You and I pretty much met Beverly around about the same time. And I feel like we're on a journey together, because the things that she brings to the table are like nothing else I've experienced in my life. I very rarely look up to people. I very rarely feel like I'm so just captivated by how incredible the gifts of these individuals are. I'm going off on a fanboy rant again. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. And this is the thing. I don't want people watching this thinking this is some sort of prick or homies, not invested in this. He is a serious guy. This is a serious situation, and the work he does is serious. And him sitting here and saying this, I hope it's opened some people's eyes, simply because of Big Homie wouldn't be here saying this unless you fully believed it. And that's where I'm at, man. It means so much that you have that level of faith in Bev. Like, it makes it's just an incredible feeling to know.
Oh yeah, man. It's I like to sit and listen to you expound on topics because, yeah, you know, you can tell when someone's passionate about something they're speaking about, and you can tell when someone's just going through the motions. This is not that, sir.
No way, man. I mean, we've got over 5,000 people here that are sitting us watching. This started off as an interview, and this is the sort of conversation that you and I would be the last two people at a house party talking to over a table. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it feels like. And I'm excited. I'm excited for Sunday because I know when you and Bev are together, it's going to be amazing. And when you hear about the results and we delve into this, okay, yes, listen, we'll try and pull this back around because I think this ties in with Beverly. Because evil and darkness is what all of these groups seem to be, at the center of all of these groups. There's a lot of horrible things that allegedly happened to these children. We know how dark it goes and the realities of that. Is there any other groups that you feel comfortable pointing out before we sort of wind down, big homie?
Well, I would have if we didn't have the dialogue about that spiral.
Okay.
I don't want to give anybody a heads up.
Yeah, good. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, let's. Yeah. See, that's another thing. I think everything you've said tonight, although we sort of went on a side quest for part of this interview, which I'm ecstatic about. The things that you said at the start of this are real and they're serious. And something that Jaguar said in one of the interviews that I'm using in the documentary, she said, listen to this man, okay, because you don't want to die for lies. You wouldn't make this up and put your life on the line for a lie. And yeah, I think you've done amazing tonight with the things that you've said.
I really do. Thank you. I've seen my own blood several times on this path, and I now feel like it was worth it because now, you know, I did not have the direction on really how to combat certain things because there were times I really didn't know what I was looking for because, you know, I'm not an internet person. I'm not a guy who keeps up with the who's who, you know. Like, I didn't, you know, I only been on the internet 6 months. So, for all of this activity to be in this short amount of time, I feel like that speaks volumes because I always say, well, there's smoke, there's fire, and there's no such thing as tough that's either trained or untrained. And I'm trained. This just added to my training. You know, you can't show up to a place that's doing firearm drills and get this type of training. This is active training. Like,
it's lost knowledge. Do you know what I mean? This is some like how they built the pyramids level shizness, bro. Do you know what I'm saying?
The way they built the pyramids is based off three principles, which is the key to the universe: sound, light, and frequency.
Totally, dude. Like, oh, dude, yeah, nailed that. 100%.
Someone the CIA told me that.
Yeah, I bet they did. We look at an experiment on the Daily Show about when you put sand on a piece of metal and you put sound through it and the sand moves into shapes. And you just have to ask yourself, if you just scale that up for massive rocks, it makes you wonder, right?
We're going to have a lot more shows to do, I see. Okay.
I'm telling you, dude. Well, listen, the Beverly Rhodes, we do at least two shows a week. And every single, my new co-host on a Friday, Samson, he had his mind blown by Beverly and now just wants to pop in and listen to her shows because we're all on this journey, bro. We've all been gathered here together in this lifetime again, and we're all, I don't know where we're going, but we're going somewhere. You know what I mean? So, wild interview, man. It's a wild interview. This is real.
this is real. I'm going down. I'm gonna go to Mass tomorrow so I can speak to the Father, because I got to show him some stuff. Because, you know, I got to talk to him. You know, like, if I can get him to think outside of his indoctrination, how many more people can we help? How many more people can we help? A lot.
Well, 100%. But at the same time, don't ever feel like a failure if you can't persuade those who are on their own path to seeing things your way. As long as the end goal is the same, the journey can be a little different.
Yeah, but you can't have me come on an exorcism with you and have me open up my mind and you can't open up yours.
Also that, big homie. Also that. 100%. No, I get that.
I got to challenge him on this because... Yep. It has to be done. You're not going to sit here and tell me that Beverly is talking to demons, man.
Oh, yeah, no. No, no. But again, he may never have his mind changed, but it doesn't mean...
What if he don't right. know Beverly exists? I have documentations. I have the proof. I have the documentation.
Just big homie running around the streets with this file that says Beverly going, you will listen. This is real. Okay. I love it, man. I'm here for it, bro. I'm so here for it, man. That is what I'm like. I've got a massive passion when I talk about Beverly too. And just take your documents. Let the facts on the paper do the talking.
I'm going to do this tomorrow and I'm going to let you know how it goes.
Hell yeah. I'm telling you, man. Damn. Put a one in the side chat. If none of you expected this interview to go this way. I'm telling you right now. No one seen this go this way. And I'm here for it, bro. Like, it's the realness. And it's this journey, and it's educating the people, not just on the PDF realm, but it's on the realities of other levels of this. 100%.
What time is it?
1:30, man. You're over the clock, my guy. We're broke out, bro.
Okay, so I did the full time.
Yeah, you're good, man. We're good. You've done an amazing job, and yeah, I'm so glad that we're on this journey, bro. You know, the Psychic School of Beverly Rhodes and the Avengers are assembled. Let's do this, my guy.
It's on. Oh, no, it's on. I'm not letting them get away with this.
Yeah, man.
I just called a meeting with my team, so I'm gonna have to get out of here. Big salute.
Yeah, you too, my guy.
It's on and popping, man. Thank you to everyone tuning in. If you want to find me, is that Jaguar? Hello, Queen.
That's Jaguar. Good to speak.
I'm a Jaguar. I'm gonna reach out to you. I'm gonna reach out to you in about an hour. Thank you to everyone who tuned in. Keep fighting the good fight. Salute Ron. Salute Beverly. If you want to find me, you can find me on Instagram, bighomie.cc. YouTube, Big Humpy Vlogs. Thank you all tuning in. Keep fighting the good fight. Godspeed.
Hell yeah. Well, listen, thank you all for being here. Make sure you like and subscribe. Thank you all for listening and being so respectful of this topic that so many people find so hard to process. And please feel free to join us on this journey. Like, subscribe, and share. Big Homie, thank you so much. Side Chat and Mods, thank you. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.